Deborah Kansas. She is the Lansing Community College Board of Trustees Chairperson. Deborah, how are you?
Just fine. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Did you get a chance to hear any of the new program that Governor Rick Snyder announced yesterday for struggling schools, starting with Detroit?
I did. I read about that.
What were your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are I'm pleased that there is a focus being placed on schools that need additional help. And I think that the governor is serious in his commitment to focus on education because he recognizes that education is an economic development tool and important to moving Michigan forward.
Deborah, when you see what's going on with the Lansing School District as they try to battle through a more than $20 million shortfall, and you see from time to time there have been some struggles with board members and with the superintendent, as an outsider, what do you think when you see that story unfold?
Well, you know, it's always difficult when you have board members and different personalities. I can say that I recall that there was a time when Lansing Community College was in some of the same situation where there was some dissension on the board. But I can say that you can move past that. I think that our board has shown over the last 3 years that we can be a very collegial, educated, well-prepared body that makes thoughtful decisions. So it is possible for that to change and to change rather quickly.
All right. The Lansing Community College Board of Trustees approved the budget for LCC. What's the number? And tell me how you arrived at your decision.
Well, there were many, many, many components to that decision. Mm-hmm. It's a $131 million budget. And what it involves primarily, you know, institutions will continue to do what they do year after year after year, unless there's some impetus to examine what you're doing, to maybe change what you're doing, to pare down. And so you have to build that process into your normal operating procedure. And we do that, but we also had the added impetus of and constraints of reductions from the state and also reductions in property tax. So that meant that we had to make cuts. We had to make $7.5 million in cuts. At the same time, we have to look forward at the direction that we want to go, at the initiatives that we feel are very important for us to pursue. One of them is student success, and we're very focused on making sure that the students who come to us achieve those goals that they had set for themselves, or make sure that they have goals and that they come out of our experience with us with credentials. So we have to take all of those competing interests, and we have to put it together into a budget, and it's not an easy process. We spent months on this budget, and we had a lot of input from our staff and our faculty and our students and the public. So in the end, that's what you see, is you see a compromise and our best effort to meld all of those different forces together.
So the new budget will include tuition increases, some layoffs, 5 full-time employees, and 15 part-timers will lose their jobs. That's got to be a tough thing to do.
Yes, it is very difficult. I don't know that 15 part-timers lose their jobs. I believe there may be a total of 20 people impacted, but some people went from full-time to part-time.
Okay. Right.
But yes, it's very difficult. We went through a process of program review where we looked at those courses that we are offering, and we had to make some decisions about those we would keep and those we would maybe change into something else. And it was through that process that you saw some positions eliminated.
All right. Tuition for in-state students will increase by 3.9%, for out-of-state students 12.9%, and for international students 28%. Is that correct?
It is. And that is always difficult. We like to think of ourselves as a people's college. I will note that for in-district students, and you understand that they are paying taxes that help support Lansing Community College, and that's why their tuition, we try to keep that the lowest. And so it's moving up to $79 per credit hour. This, when all of these budget, when all the budgets are passed in the different community college, I think you're going to find that we are one of the very lowest, maybe the third lowest of all the 28 community colleges, even with that increase. So we are trying very hard to keep tuition low. When you go to out-of-district and out-of-state students, they are not paying taxes to help support the college, so their tuition load is higher. And that is also true of international students. I think when you compare the international student rate, if we set ours at $278, I believe the credit hour cost at Michigan State is over $900 per credit hour.
In looking at a story written by Matthew Miller, he talked about how an individual named Richard Mull wanted to talk about rocks, and some rocks, some big boulders, if you will, were purchased by the university or by LCC, and it only cost $2,400. But his point was that it was a waste and it was unreasonable when you're in a situation where people are losing their jobs. Can you respond to that?
Yes, I'll make a couple of comments. One, he at first thought that the rocks, he counted them, and I guess there were 55, and he at first thought that they were at least $1,000 each, which would have been $55,000. And then our staff stood up and said, well, actually, we received the entire lot for less than $2,400. So his first comment was, that's a good deal. Mm-hmm. And I think it probably was a good deal. But I do understand what he's saying. And this, again, is that balancing, that weighing that we have to do. We believe on the board, and I know the president shares our belief, that how your college looks is a very important component of encouraging students to come to the college. It's an impression that it makes. If your college is well kept, then it's the same as your house. When you're trying to sell your house, you know, you're encouraged to fix all the little things, to do the landscaping, to have the curb appeal. It makes a difference, because when your college is well kept, then people assume that the rest of your college operates well, which we do, but it's all in keeping, and we understand that. And so I happened to take a look at the rocks. I confess I hadn't noticed the rocks, even though I drove right by them when I first came in, but I looked for them when I was leaving, and they look very nice. I mean, it is a very nice addition to the campus at a very reasonable cost, and as he said, it was a great buy.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Deborah Kanja. She's the LCC Board of Trustees chairperson. Deborah, want to get your take on should community colleges be offering four-year bachelor degrees? I know that several colleges and universities through LCC or in cooperation with LCC offer those already, but do you think as an entity that community college should be offering four-year degrees?
No. That's the short answer. And I believe that probably Lansing Community College is one of the few who does not necessarily agree with that movement. As you said, we have partnerships with four-year universities, and students who wish to finish a four-year degree can do so right on our campus. I believe that we should be working more aggressively with all of the four-year universities to make it easier for students to transfer and for their credits to transfer. That's a huge issue for student success. The credits that they take at the community college level should be transferring more easily to the four-year universities. So rather than create a whole other four-year university system, I believe that we should work harder to integrate those systems that we already have. Now, I am mindful of the fact that we have, for instance, we have Alpena Community College, up in Alpena, that offers cement, something to do with cement. And I believe they may be the only college that can offer a four-year degree in certain areas. And there's been some discussion about nursing, where you have in some of our rural areas, the community college is the only institution of higher learning that's close by, and perhaps they are needed to offer a four-year degree. You know, I can't comment on that. I mean, I understand that argument. But generally speaking, I don't think that we should be in the four-year degree business.
All right. So you have the budget approved. What's next on the agenda?
Well, we do have the budget approved. Administration will now have to implement that budget. We do not have regularly scheduled board meetings over the summer. We do attend a community college, Michigan Community College Association meeting, annual meeting. We attend that. We do have some board retreats where we get up to date and in agreement on mission and objectives and purpose and that sort of thing. So that's in our immediate future, and then we'll start again in September working hard on student success.
All right, Deborah, I appreciate your time so much this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.